Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. In a war and crisis-ridden time, responsible tourism to face its litmus test. Little seemed to have changed ever since COVID-19 was declared over. Reprocessing the pandemic and investigating its responsibilities have largely given way to business as usual, while the focus of public discussions has been set on challenges like climate change, economic recession, rotten infrastructure, knife terror, and social unrest. In the apparently parallel world of travel and tourism, the wear and tear of the sustainable tourism mantra has prompted critical experts to ring the alarm clock. What has gone wrong with sustainability? Has the temptation to business greenwashing become too strong? No doubt, the bell tolls for a mislead life in many a comfort niche, and linguistic cosmetics to embellish product and service properties have ceased to match up with the increasingly urgent proposition of change. But who is in charge? Is anybody responsible out there? Responsibility is the essence of decisions and resolutions. Alas, responsibility does not seem to be the preferred approach of many present-day figureheads, who, rather than bend on making decisions, rely on delegating, protracting and postponing, following the slogan, "Let's have a look, then we will see." For too many people, the word change is equal to trouble, but spin doctors are on the alert. Is there a notion to replace the word sustainable, bleached out as it is? Wouldn't responsible tourism instead be a more accurate approach, even cause some mental change? After all, tourism's focus on the economic, social, and environmental balance of pros and cons has the time on its side to outlive the traditional, easy-handed practice of playing with merely numerical values gladly submitted to economic growth and GDP statistics. Talk shows may be good to update audiences and brush up experts' image. In the beginning, is the word, yet word should follow deed. As a matter of fact, responsible travel and tourism, carefully projected and stringently implemented, could be upgrading tourism intrinsically, reaching beyond its core business as an outstanding service industry. Besides making benefits as the outcome of entrepreneurial performance, enterprises do have a social commitment, and they know about it. Charity and sponsoring are just two fields of activities companies indulge in, to enhance their social reputation and image. But there is something else that has to do with extending functions and responsibilities. Embedded in a political setting, travel and tourism, to boost cooperation, is prone to seek commonalities with like-minded organisms in both government and business, using cultural diplomacy as the tool to launch cross-sector or cross-industry initiatives. It is true that tourism is capable of shaping up regional identity and boost the emergence of an image desired as a travel destination, but even more so, in a supplementary way, as a place to live, to work, to invest, and to travel. The idea of an extension is, tourism would not be just promoting a holiday destination, but spearhead the country's, regions, cities, place marketing altogether, a more holistic approach that would be covering the needs and aspirations of the visitors, the local people, and the environment. It could attract a maximum of public awareness and, at last, enhance the perception of tea as an amazingly comprehensive communication toolbox, or a cluster of multi-level communication tools. World Travel and Tourism Council, WTTC, Travel and Tourism Representative Council. The World Travel and Tourism Council, WTTC, represents the travel and tourism sector globally. Our members include over 200 CEOs, chairpersons, and presidents of the world's leading travel and tourism companies from across the world and industries. WTTC works to raise awareness of travel and tourism as one of the world's largest economic sectors, supporting 1 in 10 jobs, 319 million, worldwide, and generating 10.4% of global GDP. Tourism is the world's largest employer, World Travel and Tourism Council, WTTC, and a very important one in Germany, generating 11% of GDP. But there are defaults that leave a lot of the sector's political potential untapped, its volatility to negative occurrences especially outside tourism's immediate scope, its fragmentation in mostly small and medium-sized enterprises and public units, and its prevailing image of a happy-go-lucky leisure and fun business. Consequently, the sector has been assessed non-relevant, in timely reminiscence to comments regarding the political perception of tourism during the pandemic. In order to underscore the economic and social importance of tourism, making the perception of its crucial properties relevant, its extended function as an orchestrated cluster of multi-level communication tools would be a great asset, accompanied by a structural reshuffle and an increased empowerment of its public organisms. Tourism ministries would have to play a more effective role as the spearhead of place marketing, guardian of umbrella branding, and promoter of place marketing policies. Therefore, the traditional Ministry of Tourism ought to be upgraded, from the functional line organization, as it is widely practiced, to the level of a staff organism at the very top of state/government leadership. In order to assure that the ministry, besides its commitment to the typical public administration regulations, acts according to market priorities, the Ministry of Tourism should be completed by a freewheeling promotion board that holds a defined autonomy status to maintain operational flexibility. Responsibilities would include the elaboration of an integrated mission vision statement, consistent guidelines, strategy, and operations. Tourism indeed has never been reluctant to herald another element of its higher purpose, its claim to be a leading global peacemaker. To everyone's shock and dismay, today's war and crisis-ridden time has not been prevented, not even mitigated, neither by politicians, nor by peace movements, climate gurus, Friday for Future corypheus, Olympic Games stakeholders, not by global carnivals court jesters, not even by the unheard voices from churches, mosques and temples, and last but not least, not by the leaders of global tourism. How can tourism uphold its mantra of being a global peacemaker? Has the given pattern turned out good enough to serve as an uncontested fact? There are plenty of examples in the political bag of tricks, stipulated as dogmas without option. At last, the mainstream prompts the fake to emerge and to perpetuate itself as correct and true, albeit due to its perennial repetition. Our hope that despite all odds things may turn out well may go along with a good deal of humor and our transcendental understanding that we are only guests on Earth. Our world is our host, and we are all co-hosts, guests, and co-creators. Therefore, to a high degree, we are responsible for the human condition, Hannah Arendt. It seems, however, that we cannot escape the suspicion of conspiring with the part of that power, not understood, which always wills the bad, and always works the good, Goethe and Faust. With the litmus test still outstanding, tourism's peace claim remains almost as controversial as the dragon COVID-19 root cause analysis. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes of BreakingNewsShow.com.